AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. The White House says more than 21,000 were flown safely out of Taliban-held Afghanistan in the 24-hour period that ended early today. It's a big increase from the day before. Major General Hank Taylor is with the Joint Chiefs of Staff.
To date, 63,900 American citizens, NATO and other partners, personnel, Afghan SIV applicants, and vulnerable Afghans are out of harm's way.
A Taliban spokesman says there can be no extensions for evacuations from Afghanistan.
Zabihullah Mujahid says the U.S. must complete its evacuation of people from Afghanistan by the August 31 date the Biden administration set for the withdrawal of all American troops. Mujahid adds his group will accept no extensions to that deadline. He says life is returning to normal in the country, but chaos at the airport remains a problem. Many Afghans are desperate to flee the Taliban takeover of the country. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Dr. Anthony Fauci says he's hoping for an increase in the number of people getting coronavirus shots after the FDA gave full approval to the Pfizer vaccine.
You know, it's going to depend on us. It really is. Okay. It's in our hands. Our fate is in our own hands. It probably will be, you know, as I've said a couple of times, if we do it right and get through the winter, I hope as we get to the spring of 2022, we'll be there.
Fauci was on NBC's Today Show. The American Civil Liberties Union filed a federal lawsuit over a South Carolina law that bans school districts from imposing mask mandates. President Biden approved a major disaster declaration in Tennessee after record rainfall caused devastating floods that killed at least 22 people. Kathy Hochul becomes the first female governor of New York, replacing Andrew Cuomo, who resigned over allegations of sexual harassment. Wall Street indexes are hovering around record levels. This is AP News. A former translator for British forces in Afghanistan, Ayula Omar, is out of Afghanistan. He and his family have been Taliban targets.
They beat my wife. They drug her. They took her from the hair and drug her to the gate.
It wasn't only his wife.
In the year 2018, they killed my son.
Omar says Taliban pursuit was relentless.
Every month I was changing my house. I went to my father-in-law's house. And they found me there as well. I escaped from there, went to like in other place in Kabul. They found me there as well.
Omar was evacuated from Kabul International Airport earlier this month, along with his wife and five children.
I pick up the gun and shot at Taliban myself to save Britons. So I think it's their turn to help me and my family right now.
Omar hopes to continue working in the UK. I'm Ed Donahue. AP News.